There was a big wiener right there that you had in your snap stories.
They listed it as a foot-long succulent sausage.
Whoa, big wiener. Yo guys, welcome to the next episode of the Shenantics Podcast. Today, how's it going with your friends Kanky and M. Cole?
That reminded me, for some reason, at least the beginning part of like Aziz Ansari. Like, I feel like he would
Aziz Ansari.
He would be all sing-songy, like, "Hey guys, how are you today?" That was my Aziz impression. I don't know how good that was.
I love Aziz Ansari. He's so funny.
I do too.
He's a cool guy.
Great. He is fantastic.
So. Yeah, we're best friends. We text all the time.
Yeah. Oh wait, I actually believe this because you have pictures of you and John Oliver, so I'm assuming you just know all the celebrities.
I do.
There.
Yeah, they all come by, we hang out. Aziz is actually coming over for dinner tonight.
Oh nice. Tell him I say hello.
So. I will. I'll let him know that you said hello.
Yeah, so to like 100% serious, and I'm sorry if this creeps you out.
Okay.
But the picture of you and John Oliver is actually on my desktop, and so I see it like all the time. Like when I'm minimizing Windows, I'm like, why is this still here?
But you're like, I'm gonna keep it there. I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
not gonna
I've never moved it. It just stays there. It's like a subtle reminder that like I have friends in high places or something.
I just met him once. I took a picture. I don't like know John Oliver.
Let me dream, okay? Skanky?
I'll let you dream. I'm sorry. I'll let you dream.
Yeah, I want to believe this. So, every Sunday, me and Tiny watch Last Week Tonight together, and we refer to it as that we're going to go watch our boyfriend. So I say it on stream, and people are like, "Who's their boyfriend?"
I love John Oliver.
I do too.
Last Week Tonight is such a good show.
He can be your boyfriend too.
Yeah, maybe
so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I like. I usually watch him on like the whatever he posts on Monday on his YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. I'll watch that during my lunch break.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
That's when I would watch Last Week Tonight, like the full episode on my Monday lunch break. So,
oh, okay, well, that's cool.
So now I've shifted it to watching it Sunday night before I go to bed.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Sundays are so busy with TV because Game of Thrones. Big Brother's on Sundays. You know,
Skanky. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Big Brother isn't a Sunday event for you. They have 24/7 live streams, I'm assuming, that you're watching and tuning into.
No, I don't have the subscription to the 24-hour live stream.
What?
No, I don't. Well, I follow the gossip accounts, which they post everything that happens in the 24-hour live stream.
I don't know how I feel right now. I feel like...
What, you're like heartbroken that I don't have a subscription to it?
I thought you were like a true fan. I don't know. I feel like
fans can.
I don't know. I feel like if it's like my buddy was like, he's telling me I was like a hardcore Cubs fan or something, some sports fan. Uh-huh. And like I find out that he never watches the games, he just watches the sports recaps the next day. Like the score
recap.
Well,
the whole show is not the 24-hour live stream.
Maybe it is. For the real fans, it might be.
It is. Okay. I mean, there's some really hardcore fans. I'm not a hardcore Big Brother fan. I just like watching it every once in a while. Like I miss an episode every week because I stream, so I only end up watching it on Tuesdays and Sundays. They also have it on Thursdays though.
Wait, they air that show 3 times a week now?
Yeah,
has it always been like that?
Always been like that. What happens is Wednesday is like a regular show night. Okay. And then Thursday is elimination night. Okay. And then Sunday is the you figure out who the head of household is.
Oh.
I think that's how it works. Or Wednesday is a POV. I don't know what it is. I don't remember. It's one of those things.
This reminds me of like an MMO. Like, gotta log in. I do my daily quests every day, and then like Wednesday night is raid night with my guild.
Uh-huh.
Thursday night we do professions.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A set regimen. This is
exactly yeah.
This is MMOs for non-gaming nerds.
Really, it's the only TV show that I watch like regularly.
So
that's on cable.
I've never actually watched Big Brother. Can you break that show down for me?
Yeah, I mean it's pretty stupid. It's like a whole bunch of people living
You're
in
really
one house together.
It.
They have no outside, like no contact to the outside world.
Okay.
They have no TVs, no books, no pencils, pen, paper, nothing.
Really?
And yeah, they have nothing. You're not allowed to do any of that. Actually, one of the interesting things that I learned, I think Gabala told me this, is that when they tell you're going to go on the show, mm-hmm. you have less than 24 hours to pack your bag and leave.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
To go to the house, which I thought was interesting.
That is really cool, actually.
And the top prize is $500,000, and it's pretty much you're like playing a game the whole time. So you're talking to people, making deals, negotiating, fucking people over, lying to them, telling the truth, and it's just like, that's kind of the general gist. But they have other things, like the head of household is the person that's safe for the week and kind of like runs the show. Mm-hmm. So they're the ones who can nominate two people to go up for eviction. Out of the house. And then those people have a chance to save themselves in something called a POV competition, which is like grants you safety, or you can give safety to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like that repeated over and over and over again. But then they also have like specialty like things. So this season, they're like, I guess their whole thing is called Temptation or something. I don't know. They have like a stupid what would you call it? Like I don't know. It's like this like, oh, like last year I think was, I actually don't even remember what last year was. I don't know. This year is Temptation, and what happens is that you can vote, like America votes on who they want to mm-hmm. be able to have a temptation. And it's like, oh, like you're safe for 3 weeks, or you're like things like that. So they also have a voting component. But yeah, that's it. It's really nothing else.
Actually sounds pretty cool. Actually, it sounds, I might.
It's like, really
I don't have
corny
time to watch it, but yeah.
It's corny and like so bad it's good.
Okay,
but I don't know. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun.
Very cool. All right, a few things. So, first of all, I got a little bit of a story. So,
okay, tell me.
A girl I used to date, one of her coworkers was on Survivor.
Okay.
And it was kind of cool because, like, right before he left, like, you can't tell anyone that you're going on Survivor. And so, like, he told everyone that, like, he has, like, a rich uncle that has a yacht in the Caribbean or something like that. And he's going to go, like, help him on his yacht or something. I don't know. It was some really
okay.
weird thing. And, like, but that's all he told them. And they left. And everyone, like, for weeks was talking about, like, what in the world is going on? Like, this is the weirdest thing ever, like, that he would go do this. And then, like, like, I think it was like maybe a little bit into when he was gone, they started airing the teasers for the next season. And if people start seeing him on it, they're like, wait a second. Like, what happened to this rich uncle with his yacht? Like, no,
that's
he's
so
just
funny.
On Survivor. So, and then he came back, and obviously they can't say anything because, like, the show's still airing as,
yeah,
like, you're back. But I thought that was kind
of
cool to see, like, what happens on the other side when someone disappears to go on one of these shows, which was kind
of
cool.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Now, do you think you would do well if you were thrown into the house of Big Brother?
I feel like I'd do okay.
Yeah?
I feel like I wouldn't do that bad, yeah.
Yeah, do you have strategies?
Do I have what?
Do you have strategies? Like, how would you get it further?
God. You really, it's kind of hard to strategize before you're in the house because you have to like make alliances with the right people.
Okay.
And you need to like kind of figure out who's a strong player.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, I don't know. It's kind of a hard thing. That's kind of hard to think about now. I feel like I'd be pretty okay though.
Okay.
But the other thing with Big Brother is you can't like just kind of glide along and not really hang out. Like you can't really hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And not do anything
mm-hmm.
because then you're like, oh, this person's just like riding the coattails of people and they're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to like make big plays, but the right ones, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. That's kind of a tough one.
Hmm. I'm excited. I think you would do well.
Yeah,
I know about Big Brother. I think it would do well.
Do you think you would do okay?
No, I would do terrible. I would be so incredibly bad at this. I have very poor interpersonal skills on some level.
Oh boy!
Like,
okay.
I feel like overall, like I'm generally a nice guy, but I can't make the social maneuvers that would be necessary in a show like Big Brother or in life in general, right? Like I can handle like more of like the technical aspect, but like once it comes to, like putting that into play and practice, like awful at it, so bad. I would not do well. I wouldn't do good on any of those competition shows, I don't think. I think like Survivor, I would be off first, and if I didn't get off first, I'd probably die by episode two. It would just, that would not go well.
You would die by episode two?
I think it's very possible. Like, if they didn't vote me, like, I could see them trying to keep me on because they know that I'm like weak, and they're like, he'll be easy to deal with later episodes. But like, I don't, like, unless one or two of them is taking care of me, I don't think I would do very well.
That's like, so funny.
It would be very bad. So like, I don't think I would do well in those. I don't have the cooking skill to go on any of the cooking shows. I don't think I should do competitive TV ever.
Nothing
ever at all. So, no, you know what, I would want to be on Road Rules.
Wow, TBT, man.
I know, I miss those shows.
Road Rules is kind of like Big Brother.
Yeah,
but I think Big Brother definitely focuses more on like personality.
Yeah,
well, and stuff.
Big Brother sounds like literally the offspring of the two patriarch and matriarch of the family of Road Rules. And what is the other one that I can't think of the name? It was just on my tongue. What's the one with the giant house?
And they did the giant house.
They were both on MTV. You have Road Rules and then the other one. And they would have a house that everyone would be in and then move to a different major city each time.
Oh, that's the other sister of Road Rules and Challenges. Real World.
Yeah. So you got Real World and you have Road Rules. And I feel like Big Brother is like literally their child or maybe their grandchild.
Well, Big Brother has been around for much longer than that show has.
No.
Those two shows.
No way.
Swear to God. Yeah. Big Brother's been around forever.
No way. Those shows were like early 90s shows.
Big Brother's been around for a really long time.
No way. Hold on.
It's got to be older.
I really honestly don't believe
it. I think so.
I don't even know. You look up Big Brother. I'm looking up Road Rules in Real World. I looked up Big Brother. I realized I don't know if I'm actually looking up the right one. So I was like, let's have switch that off. Let's have Skakey do that.
Okay. So,
let's see, 32 seasons of Real World? Holy crap.
All right, when was...
1992 was Real World.
Okay, Big Brother was...
I feel like it was 2000.
Oh, 97. All right, so yeah, wow.
So we got 5 years.
Holy shit, I didn't think it was around that long.
Yeah, and then the original release of Road Rules was in 95.
Jeez. Wow, that's been around for a while. So yeah, I guess Big Brother kind of is like a damn. Yeah. Huh. More you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I kind of want Road Rules to come back and like be
It's
MTV.
Around. Isn't it still is? A thing on MTV?
Maybe. Does anyone watch MTV?
No.
Okay, I don't know if we could ever confirm this.
I used to watch Real World. Like the one with the house?
Yeah, I think whatever I say or you say, the one with the house, like I picture the house as like anthropomorphized, like it's an actual thing, like it's a character. It's the one with like the house, you know, the talking house.
You know, the house, smart
it's
house.
Got the Italian accent and stuff.
Yeah. I watched, my favorite one of that was Real World Brooklyn. Did you watch that one?
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was really, really. It was like, I think the first time that I really actually liked watching that show.
Because
all the ones before it were just like, oh my God, stupid, stupid drama.
Mm-hmm.
But they had like really interesting people, I remember, on Real World Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
I kind of want to go back and like watch original, like first 10 seasons of Real World and Road Rules.
I don't know.
Why. There's something that's like, I like about that. I don't know.
Huh.
Wikipedia is dangerous. Wikipedia is so dangerous.
It is dangerous. I should
like. I'm still out. Like just clicking through articles right now. It's like I'm doing a podcast. I gotta close this.
Oh my God! 20 seasons of Big Brother.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This one coming up. All right, I'm gonna stop. All right. Yeah, but Big Brother is a stupid show, but you should watch it because it's kind of cool. Don't start now, though. You got to start from the beginning.
All the way back in, like, 97?
No, beginning? No, no. Beginning of the season.
Oh, I thought I was, like... I didn't know they built on each other.
No. Beginning of the season. No, don't watch from... I mean, I just started watching, like, a year ago. 2 years ago? something like that.
How did you get into it then? Like, what prompted you to check out
Gabala? Gabala was really into it, and one day she was like, "You should watch this," and I was like, "Oh my god, I don't want to watch this stupid shit." And then I watched it, and I was like, "All right, that was pretty good. I don't watch it again." And then you start liking people, you know? You're like, "Oh, I want them to win," and they start hating people.
Yeah,
because on Big Brother they do a thing like where every single season someone gets the evil edit, I think they call it. Where like that person is like they edit it to cut for them to come off as like the bad guy in every situation.
Gosh. Really?
Yeah. So last year was this guy called Frank, who is a huge dick. Oh my god, I hated him. And this year it's Cody. Oh my god, Cody is crazy.
I feel like I would root for those people. I don't know. I feel like there's something.
I don't know how you could root for Cody, man. He's nuts.
All right, but maybe I can't. But I don't know. That's crazy. I feel like...
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Do you think... I think we, you and I... Shenantics business idea. It's a new segment.
Another one.
I think you and I... What we need to do is we need to pitch something. And we... I'm thinking bigger than just pitching it to Twitch. I think what we need to do is we need to pitch something over to Amazon Studios. And we're going to do our own Big Brother Road Rules... real world type show with Twitch streamers put into a house somewhere, all streamed on Twitch, live on Twitch, and then we'll have people cut it together and have actual episodes aired on Twitch. It'd be exactly like the show Big Brother, but we're not going to say that because then it looks like we're just ripping them off. So, but just between you and I and the planning thing, pitch it to Amazon and be like, this will help grow your Twitch platform to other people that aren't into gaming. What do you think?
I think that's already been a thing.
No way.
I think somebody, they did that with poker players on Twitch.
We have competition.
It wasn't an official one, like Twitch or Amazon didn't do it, but they did it themselves, I think.
Know. We need the Amazon money, man. We're business people.
We need the Amazon money.
I think I read an article. Isn't Jeff Bezos the richest man in the world now?
He is now, yeah. I heard about that.
So I feel like... he has a little bit of the extra room to fund this really expensive project that you and I are pioneering.
Okay.
That is not unlike anything that's ever been done.
I'll give him a call.
Okay, perfect. I assume Bezos. He comes before John Oliver in your speed dial, my guess.
Yes, yeah. Well, okay. I actually texted him the other day because I was like, "Hey, Bezos, can you get me partnership?" And like, he didn't respond, so I don't know. But I'll try to call him maybe.
Yeah. I mean, he might be thinking that you mean partnership like with one of the other businesses that he's confused on exactly what it is you want.
I should have said Twitch partnership. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
You got to be very clear. He's a busy man.
Sure. All right, I'll call him then.
Yeah. I think voice would work better, right? He probably doesn't want to text, you know?
Yeah.
He's one of those types. Yeah. I don't know if his Kindle receives text messages on it or anything.
Oh, wait. Actually, he just texted me back right now.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
He just did the grin face emoji.
Grimacing emoji or grin face emoji?
Yeah, I think it's the grimacing one.
Isn't the grimacing me bad? What is a grimace?
I don't know. I'm just gonna respond with like three question marks.
No, eggplant emoji. Just the eggplant emoji back.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
I think that'll be that's the best response in almost every situation. So speaking of eggplant emojis and best responses in every situation.
Yeah.
So I've been hitting the dating apps a little bit more recently.
What? Oh, coming out of left field.
I know. But there's been this nice development in the dating app world.
Whoa.
That I'm a big fan of. So
tell me.
So a lot of the main ones I use are Bumble and Tinder, and I jump between the two of them. And they both have had this feature for a long time where you could just send GIFs, right? GIF, not gift. GIFs.
GIFs.
You know, like, yeah, exactly.
GIFs.
Like
GIFs.
Like the little animated movies.
Sure.
Stuff. Exactly. Anyways, and so, but like, I've never used it because like no one else used it. And I felt like weird. Like people would be like, "Who are you?" And I'd be like, "Internet culture says these are appropriate in every situation." But now the women I've been chatting with have been using GIFs to express themselves and say hello and all that kind of stuff. And it just completely opened up my world. I'm like, this is how I've been practicing communicating online using GIFs for years. And now I feel like I'm finally at my A game. finally have a skill that I could use, that I have practiced.
That's good.
Twitter, I'm Discord, glad. And Twitch. And I think it's going to go well. I think we're going to have great results from this.
Great. So. That's good.
Yeah, I'm beefing up my GIF library so I can have perfect one for every situation.
You have to do one where you start the conversation, you're like, all right, let's only talk in GIFs, go. And then you start GIFing each other.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the first few days of your Discord being active, me and Joe Mumbly had an entire GIF conversation in your Discord for 2 hours. It was wonderful.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yes, yes. I vividly remember it.
I don't even remember that.
I hope Joe does. If Joe doesn't remember this, then I'm going to feel really bad. It clearly is a very big moment for me.
Geez, you're referencing it right now during a podcast that we have. It's got to be pretty important.
Yeah, it was. It was great. It was great. It was very, it was a magical moment. We shared a magical night together. And I remember people waking up and what the hell happened last night? And we're sorry, not sorry.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah, it was great. So that was great. Have you ever gone back into your Discord, either direct messages or into a server to see what the earliest things said were?
No.
I did that with Joe and Tiny the other day. It's kind of cool. It's kind of
really?
Cool to go back. Yeah, because you have this written history, and you can just be clearly our friendships are a very different place now than they were when we first met. And so you can kind of be what were we talking about the first time we ever talked to each other? So it's kind of
weird.
Cool.
Weird.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I haven't done that. I should do that.
Yeah, go back to pull up your Joe Mumbly direct messages and just go as far back as you can and be is that anything the way we talk today, or is it a completely different circumstance? So that's kind of cool.
I just scrolled to the beginning of our conversation.
Message. I've never scrolled to ours. What was it?
Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
It's maybe when I had internet Twitch problems.
Yes.
And you were helping me.
Yes, I remember that.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Does it have a date on there?
Yeah, September 6th.
Wow, that's crazy.
2016.
Oh my gosh, we're a few weeks away from our first discussion anniversary.
We are very close to our first Discord DM.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That is cool. Yeah. See, look at this, the fun stuff that the internet provides.
This is fun. I like this.
So, I strongly recommend it. I strongly recommend it. Anyone that interacts with people online, they should do that. I mean, speaking of messages, does your phone have all of your text messages from when you first got it, or do you delete
No,
them
I delete them.
What?
Every once in a while I do, because my phone has only 16 gigs.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, you want to hear something funny? Yes. Yesterday, I tried to be a badass and fix my battery in my phone.
Oh my God.
So I have an iPhone, so I bought the kit from iFixit, and I had everything situated, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna fix this freaking, I'm gonna replace this battery on my phone.
Look at you, so handy.
Right? I was like, this is going to be easy. So I started reading some comments before I started that are on the iFixit help guide. And there were a lot of people that were like, oh, yeah, I accidentally poked the battery and it set on fire, but I'm good. Replaced it. We're great. Great. I'm like, what the fuck? Some other guy was like, oh, yeah, I poked it real, real light and then it exploded. But I replaced the battery. We're good. I'm like, what the fuck? So I was a little bit nervous about it.
Yeah.
A little bit nervous. But I'm like, you know what? It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Nothing could go wrong here. So I opened up the phone. That was all good. And the hardest part is that the bottom of the phone, behind the battery, to keep the battery in place, there are strips, like double-sided tape strips that you need to get out.
Okay.
And the only way to do it, you pull it up and then you slide it on the side of the battery. Sometimes they rip. So the first one rips. I was like, fuck, no. So I'm digging in there next to the battery with tweezers, trying to get it out. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to poke this thing. It's going to explode. I'm going to poke this thing. It's going to explode. And I was like, this is fine. Everything's fine. I had a cup of water next to me just in case.
Oh my God.
And I got it out and I was like, oh my God, it's amazing. Only one more to go. And then I got the second one and then it ripped and went under the battery.
Oh no.
And I couldn't get it out.
No, no.
Yeah. Wait, so you
didn't replace the battery then?
I wasn't able to, no.
Oh.
I'd have to buy like another tool I'd have to get a hair dryer and like soften it up.
Yeah.
And then take it out. But like, it's fine. I'll just get a new phone soon.
I was so excited for the story.
I was so hyped to finally get it replaced because my phone, like, without a battery pack, will die in 5 minutes.
Wait, what phone do you have?
The 6.
Check iPhone 6. Did you check your warranty? Because mine was under a recall program where they recalled the battery on mine.
Oh, yeah?
Replaced it for free.
Oh, well, I already know. Well,
I mean, you already opened yours up.
If they open the phone, they're going to see that I fucked with it.
I love this. So. This is so great. Yeah, don't look. You don't want to find out that it was covered.
Yeah, it's okay. It's no big deal.
It'll be fine. So the entire time you're telling the story, as it's going along, like there are moments that I'm like, that's how they poked the battery. Now I completely understand these people that have gone through this.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's the hardest part is trying to get the adhesives off. But
yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Thought it was going to be a little bit easier, but yeah, opening the phone is so easy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just the adhesives, man.
God. Yeah.
Terrible.
That's crazy. Yeah, just like glue everything in now. It takes less space.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. They make it really difficult with these iPhones to like do anything with them, which true. I get, but yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I was so excited to hear that you replaced your battery. And I'm
sorry.
Kind of disappointed.
I mean, I could try still. I have to buy another tool.
Yeah.
No, and then the tool says I need to pry. So I don't know. I don't know how I do it. I don't know how I feel about that. What if it explodes? Would you feel bad?
I want to say no, but I feel like that's not the right answer.
So, ouch. Damn, dude. Okay, that's fine. I get it. I get our relationship.
I feel like it would be cool. I feel like that would be a great snap, and everyone else would be really concerned, as long as you don't get hurt. Like,
it explodes right in my face. No big deal. That's what she said.
Oh, no. I don't want you to get hurt. That would be terrible.
What I meant by explodes.
Well, clearly the other guy that exploded still has his hands and you can type on the internet. Like, he's clearly okay. He said it's all fine and he replaced the battery.
Somehow. I don't know how he did that.
Okay, I have one other thing that this is 100% serious.
Okay.
Next time, please do not keep a cup of water near you, because I believe if the battery starts on fire, it's a chemical fire, and that pouring water on it actually makes it worse.
I was thinking the same thing, but I wasn't sure. I guess it is a chemical fire, right?
Yeah,
if it's a lithium ion battery.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I guess it would be I guess I would need like a towel or something.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, a towel, because you need to smother it.
Yeah, you gotta smother the fire besides putting it in there.
Yeah, or you could take a giant like pot type thingy, like a pot and pan type thing, so you can at least cover it and like take out all the oxygen and then kill the fire that way.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
So that thing, that would also work. One of those two would work. No water, because I'm worried that you're like I did it because Ebcole said it started a fire, then I poured water on it and everything just went downhill.
True.
Like, oh God. Like,
I get. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's what
I forgot about that.
That's what Shenantix is for. Like, every week you and I check in with each other and see if there's anything we need to adjust in each other's lives.
In our lives.
So, exactly.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's great. It's been very helpful for 31 weeks now.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been enjoying it.
Me too. So I'm going to be sad if one day at any point in the future it's gone. I'll be like an 85-year-old man. Blah, I remember. Everything's been downhill since then. So that'd be great. That'd be awesome. So, Skanky.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yes.
I went to the Renaissance Fair.
Wow, how'd you like it?
I loved it. I go there all the time. I think this is like my fourth year going, and we usually go multiple times a year. I only went one time this year.
There was a big wiener right there that you had in your Snap stories.
Oh, giant. It was they listed it as a foot-long succulent sausage.
Whoa, big wiener.
Yeah, so they called it the home wrecker.
I've been to a Ren Fair 2 times.
Yeah.
Before. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of them?
I was younger the first time, and I was actually pretty young both times.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty cool.
Yeah, I like them. I like them. It's fun.
They're a little weird.
They are a little weird, but you gotta embrace the weirdness. So
right, you don't dress up to those, do you?
I want to next year.
Okay, isn't that what you said last year? You wanted to dress
it
up.
It is.
This year?
It is. But this summer has been so busy. With
what
like
are
the
you
weddings
talking about?
Right. Exactly.
No one hasn't. I don't know what you're talking about. You
canceled all your streams.
Busy. What are you talking about?
So I didn't really have the time to, but I think next year they also have theme weekend. So I think I want to create something for the steampunk weekend.
Oh, that's cool. So, steampunk weekend.
Yeah.
Really? That's kind of sick.
Yeah, so I think that'd be a lot of fun. I went on stage this year.
What?
Yeah.
With the wiener?
No, this was way before the wiener.
Oh, so, okay, way before. Okay, thank God.
Yeah, no, I didn't pull my wiener out on stage, or up on stage. I didn't bring the wiener with me on stage, so.
Wait, it's a never mind, go on.
Anyway. No, they asked for volunteers, and so like they.
You're that guy who volunteers?
Of course I am.
Of course you are. All right, what'd you volunteer for?
The greatest play ever written.
Oh no! Oh my God! What, Romeo and Juliet?
No. They did it based on themes from Shout Out from the Audience. So it was. I felt like I was channeling my inner Skanky with the improv.
God, it
went very, very well. So I had a very good time.
Did you win something?
No, I won thinking I'm superior to everyone else.
Give you anything for going up on stage?
No.
It's a load of BS.
Next time I'll have you and my agent there, so you can argue on my behalf of what my compensation is.
No. You're my agent. Let's not mix this up.
Can't we be each other's agents?
Fine.
Yes. Yes.
Fine.
That's what I wanted. But no, it was good. I feel like the other guy that like clearly does this all the time, like he didn't quite understand what I. So there was like a romance aspect to it, and like he's like a little child knocks at his door, and like so I like open the door and like you can't come in, and he kept doing like this. He's like, the kid knocks again. I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, what does he not understand that it's super creepy for a 30-year-old man with a beard to be like, hi child, come into my house, like when there's like a whole romance element. So I kept doing that, and then finally he had like child's mother come over, and then got much better after that. But like I was like, I feel like me and him didn't quite understand what was going on. I also took the kid's dog.
What
he did
all of this out of context would be very strange. Well, the thing with improv is you always have to say yes.
No, but I can't say yes to the kid coming into my thing, my house.
Why not? You can just say, hey, what's going on, how are you?
I think it worked out better this way.
All right, fine. Yeah, whatever.
I think it worked out better this way.
Whatever.
So it was. I got to keep the dog. All right,
that's good.
I got to keep.
What about Dodger though? Jealous.
Dodger now has a sister, so it's it'll be great.
Okay.
He has not met her because she's invisible, and I don't know if he knows that she's around yet.
Invisible friend.
Invisible friend. So it'll be perfect. But no, I love run fairs. I think they're a lot of fun. They are really weird. At times, but you see really cool people in costume, like really cool costumes, cool singing and stuff like that. They have jousting, and so me and my buddy place bets on the jousts, which is really fun, like $1
cool.
for each one, and we like call out who we want to win. So like that makes that exciting. I lost this year $3.
God damn it.
I was rooting for the rookie, man. I was rooting for the rookie. I felt
the
like
underdog.
Yeah. So and he didn't quite pull through like I was
That's
hoping.
Okay.
So, but yeah, no, run fairs are good. I recommend anyone go to them if they have anything near you. So,
okay, I'm gonna go next year.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the dirty shows, like the singers that sing inappropriate stuff. So,
oh, okay, this place seems weird. Are you sure this is a regular Ren fair?
Oh, it's a regular Ren fair.
Were you watching a dirty show with your long homewrecker wiener?
No, I finished devouring the wiener before I went to the home.
M-Cole, I just noticed something. We're never going to get sponsors.
Don't you think Oscar Mayer might...
By the way, guys, this stream, this podcast is sponsored by Oscar Mayer Wieners.
Yeah, you're right. We're never getting sponsored. It's gonna be terrible. We're forever gonna be broke and lonely.
If they can get sponsors on Dynamic Banter, we can get sponsors too.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Podcast goals. We're gonna work our way to that.
Podcast goals.
That'd be great.
I feel like we have a little bit. Surprisingly, we have more of a schedule to ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is strange.
Yeah,
because we don't have a schedule. So. That's weird.
We kind of do. It's just that it's evolved over the course
evolved
over the course of us doing this. So.
Sure,
it's been I don't know. It's going well. We have not missed an episode yet. So
we've been close.
We have been very close.
Like today
is a great example. This episode hasn't gone out yet. So hopefully
it will. I gotta edit it later.
Yeah, no, this will go out. So.
Do you want to talk about your new schedule stuff here, or no?
Yeah, we could talk about my new schedule.
Do you want to talk about that stuff? You haven't announced anything yet, right?
I mean, by the time this goes out, I will have.
Okay.
So, I'm fine.
It's Sunday, by the way, for everybody.
It is. Today is Sunday before I'm streaming, which is why Skanky says that no one but Skanky knows. Actually, that's a lie.
True.
Oh. Skanky, Tiny knows, and Joe.
Oh. Great. Obviously. Okay. Thanks. I thought I was special for like 3 seconds. It's fine.
It's okay. Yeah. No, I'm changing my stream schedule.
Let's talk about it.
For like the eighth time this year, I feel
that's
like.
Okay.
So, I'm changing my stream schedule to actually only be on the weekends, which is a huge, huge, huge change for me because originally it was 5 days a week, Wednesday to Sunday, and then I moved it to the weird Frankenstein monster schedule of Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now I'm bumping it to be just on the weekends. So, the main reason for that is because I started a new job this year, and it's just a crazy amount of work. There's actually a lot of reasons of why I'm kind of adjusting the schedule. So like the biggest one is just that work is picking up. For a little bit of background context is that there's two other employees that actually went on maternity leave, so I'm picking up their slack. So it's like even more so than just like normally what I have to deal with. And what really sucks is that when you like if I'm working and I need to get a project done, every like minute that goes on past like the 5 o'clock time adds stress on for two reasons. Like I'm staying there late at work later, but then it's more likely that I'm going to be late to stream. And so like on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I was having this big thing where it's like streaming became really, really, really stressful because of this, where it's like, I wasn't even looking forward to like Tuesday and Wednesday nights anymore because I was like, oh my God, like, you know, now I'm going to be late or I'm going to rush home or I can't get all this other stuff done that I need to. And so I'm like, all right, well, how do I fix that? And I was like, I could maybe move it later or I can do some other, like figure out some other way to do it. But then I kind of looked at like my life overall. And I was just like, I don't know if weekday streams are something I can do at this point, just because like, I mean, as you know, like I'm assuming the same thing happens with you. Like all of my chores get pushed off to like Sunday. And so and then like Sunday, if I don't get them done, then they kind of like start like piling up. And then next Sunday, it's like I have even more to do. So it's kind of like instead of just doing a little bit like on weeknights when I get home from work, it's I have to do tons on the weekends. And so it's just like adding stress in it onto that point. And then a big thing that I noticed is under my old schedule, when I had enough time to stream the Wednesday to Sunday, I got to watch a lot of Twitch, which was great. And at my old job, I actually had time to watch Twitch at work, which I can't do at this new job. And so one thing that's really sucked is I feel like I'm out of the loop on everything else that goes on Twitch, right? I know what happens in my stream, and that's kind of it. And the days I'm not streaming, I'm so busy trying to get other stuff done. And this isn't even dating, because like, realistically, I haven't been on any dates for weeks just because I've been so busy, which is the reason I changed my schedule the last time. But like, there's been so much other stuff going on that I don't get to watch other people's streams. And so like, one of the reasons I love Twitch isn't just streaming. I love to go over and watch other people and see what their communities are like and go hang out with other groups and their jokes and everything that's going on. And I don't get to do any of that. And so, like, I'm looking, I'm like, I think, like, what sounds amazing to me right now is on a Tuesday night, even if I have to work late, to be able to just come home, sit down on the couch with the dog, throw the dog's ball, and watch someone else stream on Twitch. Like, that sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. And so the new schedule should ideally be able to do that. And then on the weekends, I'm going to expand my stream probably an hour each. So maybe do like 4 hours each. So it's only 8 hours a week. And just kind of go along with that. And then on the weekdays, I could still throw a stream on if I have time, right? Like, if I get home early on a Thursday night and I play Overwatch with people, I can always throw the stream on and be like, hey, if anyone wants to stop by, you know, this is what's going on. But I think to have consistency every week, I need to move it to just be on the weekends.
Yeah.
So that's what the thought is. I mean, schedule changes always suck. One thing that sucks about having it just on the weekends is when you look at like everyone that you hang out with on Twitch, like you have, okay. So when you stream, I don't know if this applies to Skanky, but definitely applies to me. You have this weird like self-conscious streak, right? Where it's like super rational, or maybe it's kind of like it has like a little bit of truth to it, but like you think about it way bigger than it actually is. That like when I'm looking at the new schedule, I'm like, I'm only streaming on weekends. I'm like, everyone is going to forget about me. Like, it's like, oh, I'm only on Saturday and Sunday. No one's ever coming back to stream because they're not going to remember that my stream is there. And so it's like, you have this irrational fear of it. And you're like, okay, I can't ever change anything. I have to leave it the same way it is, because then, like, I'm like, all my friends won't be there. I'll have no one to hang out with and stuff like that, which is like, you know, it's kind of crazy to think about it that way. But like, you know, kind of battle with the weird irrationalness of it sometimes. And so, like, that's what I was thinking about with this one. I was like, but at the same time, what I'm doing now isn't working. And so It's like, no reason to put off with this crazy fear that when I start upstream Saturday afternoon, there's not going to be a single person there because they all hated me and left. Like, so I don't know. So I was battling with that to try and figure this one out. But like I said, just got to a point where there was so much extra stress. And I'm like, you know, streaming can be stressful at times, but at the same time, the reason I stream is to have fun. And so if I'm not having fun on Tuesday and Wednesday, then doesn't make sense to keep that schedule. So we'll see. That's what I think we're doing now. It's gonna be Saturdays and Sundays, and then the Saturday stream is gonna be a little bit weird because I want to have it at noon, but I want to leave it to be switched either between noon or 7 p.m. depending on what's going on Saturday. Okay. So like, instead of kind of just like, you know, forcing it into this box, I want to have like a little bit of freedom with that. And then I'm hoping to be able to stream most Friday nights too, because I really miss those streams. So that is what the schedule should be going forward.
Okay.
So
thank you. No one's gonna forget about you.
I don't know, Skakey.
No one's gonna forget about you.
I'm gonna show up to your chat, and they're gonna be like, "Who's this MCOL guy?" I'd be like, "Hey,
we that's our meme now. It's our little meme that we got going on."
Skakey, he streams. No one's gonna remember me. Yeah,
he streams. That's the meme
didn't know
right
MCOL
now.
MCOL streams. So. But no, now I really won't be streaming. I'll just be streaming on the weekends. So
that's still streaming, though. You're still a streamer.
Thanks, Skanky. I appreciate it.
Don't worry. I know it's always nerve wracking to do a schedule change.
It really is. It's really, so sketchy. Really is. So
it's always, you know, weird.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing is like, and I mean, one thing that makes it kind of like a no brainer is because obviously my livelihood comes from my work. So it's like streaming wouldn't be there without the other income that I bring in.
Of course.
So it's like that one has to come first. But like, if I was a full-time streamer, like, dang, that's one thing when people are like, oh, would you ever go full-time? And I just think about it, like, making decisions like this is like big life-changing decisions because money's attached to it. And I'm not saying like any full-time streamer that goes just the weekends, but if they make adjustments to their stream like at all, like, you can hope it's going to go well, but there's always the fear that like, okay, I lose 20% of my subs, which actually takes money out of my pocket. So,
yeah.
But so good thing is that, good thing is that nice, making the change. There's all you supportive people out there that are awesome. So.
Exactly. Those are going to be people supporting you, you know?
Yeah, no,
it's okay.
Yeah. So we'll do that. I'm a pleb weekend warrior now. I get a
great, because then that means on Saturdays we can play PUBG together.
So here's my problem with Saturday, Skanky.
Okay, what's your problem with Saturdays?
So have you ever noticed what time my stream starts on Saturday?
Like, I mean, you say 12, but it's usually a little later because you sleep late.
Yeah, I can't even wake up for the 12 o'clock start time. Like, I'm not making it to your 10 a.m. start time ever. There's nothing against you. It's just that when I roll over, the alarm goes off. It's like, it's time to play Battlegrounds. I'm like, or we could just sleep.
I mean, I stream until 4, though, so we got a lot of time.
That is true. That is true.
Lots and lots of time.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And then another thing I'm kind of doing with this is I'm changing more over to the way you do things. Mm-hmm. That like the streams are kind of on the fly what I feel like playing instead of necessarily playing a certain game at any time. Just because like I only have 2 days of streaming, which realistically is most of my video game time every week. Like I don't have tons of time outside of it to play video games, so it's like I'm gonna play whatever it is I want to play right now, just because like I don't want to get to the point where I resent the stream because it's making me play a game I don't want to play, right? Which is never the case. So it's like obviously no one's making me do that, so I'm just gonna play what I want to play. Like tonight I'm playing No Man's Sky for the first time ever. So
oh god.
Skanky, hold on.
What?
No Man's Sky, I feel like, has a worse rap than it needs to have.
Oh, don't give me that shit.
It's had 3 big updates in the last year. I'm going to give it a fair shot, having never played it before. And I will let you know how good or bad the game is. But I feel like it's the game people love to hate on.
Okay, I can get that. I have never played No Man's Sky, okay? I will say that.
Yes.
But... and I used to think, okay, people kind of overhyping the terribleness of this game.
Mm-hmm.
But I went and I watched Lyric Sub Sunday. I think it was mm-hmm. last Sunday mm-hmm. where he was playing No Man's Sky.
Okay,
because they updated it.
Yeah,
and it was pretty fucking bad, man.
I mean, I'm skanky. This might be my go-to. I might be a No Man's Sky streamer from now on.
Oh my god, a full time, yeah,
full time No Man's Sky, 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week, and just telling you. So be careful.
All right. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you will like it.
We'll see. I feel like there's a higher likelihood that I might like it compared to other people because I find the gathering type stuff relaxing. So. We'll see.
All right. We'll see. I'm excited.
I'm terrified to play this game. Because
why are you terrified?
Because I'm not anything about the game or anything streaming is that I know what I'm gonna have to put up with for like 4 hours straight is going to be like come in while you're playing No Man's Sky or No Man's Sky. This game is terrible. You know what I mean, like I feel
because
even when I mention it. That's the first thing people say to me. So, like, I've brought it up, like, mentioned on stream, like, oh, I'm thinking about maybe checking out No Man's Sky. And, like, the first thing people are saying is, like, you know, shitting all over the idea. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, when I play this and, like, the first thing people say when they come into stream, which, not in a bad way, like, they're not being assholes and they're not being jerks, but, like, it is kind of surprising. Like, if I saw anyone else in my following list that I follow playing No Man's Sky, I think I would be kind of surprised by it, right? And so it's a natural reaction to have, but, like, I don't... putting up with that for 3 to 4 hours will be a little bit... could be a little bit tough, so...
yeah.
We'll see. So we'll see. That's one of the only things I'm really worried about at that. But I think it's going to be a good night. I'm excited. And I can always switch over to Overwatch if it goes terribly.
That's true. You always have Overwatch as a backup.
Exactly. So we'll see how it goes. I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted.
All right, LMK. Let me know what happened. You know what, M-Cole? I'm excited for you to play No Man's Sky.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
All right, Toss. Maybe we could play together one day.
You can't. There's no co-op.
No, there is now.
There's co-op now?
I think that's one of the things that they tried to do with the update is they have teleportation portals. And so, like, you could have it that I believe, not having played it yet, but I believe that, because, like, it always has been that everyone is occupying the same universe. It's just the problem is that the universe is, like, to scale. And so the likelihood of you ever running into another human is very unlikely, even if you know where they are in the universe. But I believe with the most recent one, they've kind of changed that because the last update, they added base building. Uh-huh. And so, like, the idea is, like, if you have a base now, it'd be nice to build a base with, like, someone you know. And so I think they might have it because with this whole teleportation portal type thing. But I'm not positive because I haven't played it yet. But
let me see here. I'm reading an article. Massive No Man's Sky update adds multiplayer, 30 hours of story, and much more.
See?
The third major update I love how they say coming 367 days after No Man's Sky launched.
Yes.
Yeah, they have multiplayer features. I don't know what that means. Multiplayer features.
See, I think that's what it like, because like I said, it's always been that everyone's playing in the same universe.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. Since the beginning, everyone, that's how, like, when you name a planet, it names it for everyone else. And so if you were to just so happen to fly past the planet someone else has already been to and named, it shows up as that in your world.
Like Planet Dickbutt or something? You'd be like,
exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that,
exactly.
Planet Dickbutt.
Exactly. And so, like, so there was always that, and it's just that it was very unlikely that you would ever run into another person.
Huh, interesting.
And that's the only reason why, like, if you have PlayStation, it's required that you have PlayStation Plus for multiplayer games. And No Man's Sky got around it by saying that, like, technically this is, but, like, it's unlikely you'd ever see another person. So Sony gave them the pass that they didn't have to have PlayStation Plus to play that game. So,
are there videos of people running into other people, like, randomly?
I don't know. I know nothing about No Man's Sky. Like, in general, other than, like, the few, like, things that I've read, I don't really know anything else about it because I've kind of avoided most gameplay. I watched Starbuck play it when it first came out, and I thought it looked good and interesting.
Okay.
But, so other than that, I don't know anything else about it.
Well, yeah, there's a video that's, I don't know if it's clickbait, but it's No Man's Sky. First two players ever met up in game at the same spot. I don't know. I'll watch it later. I don't think that's actually going to be true.
Well, now you and I can't do it if it's already happened. I wanted to be the first.
Well, I mean, if there's a multiplayer update, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it'll be a lot easier to meet up with people.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So we'll see. We'll see. If it goes well, I'll let you know.
Okay, LMK.
What we could do is, like, you'll have to change your schedule like I did. You'll do weekends only. Saturday we'll do Battlegrounds, and Sunday we'll do No Man's Sky together. Like, I feel like that
is
our life.
You want me to stream weekends only now?
Come along with me, Skanky. Come along with me.
Yeah, come along with you.
See, the nice thing about getting your friends to do stupid shit with you is that, like, whenever people give you a hard time, like, give me a hard time about the weekend thing, I'm like, look, Skanky does it too. We love Skanky.
That's funny.
So, no, but... We'll see. I'll let you know how the game goes. I'm excited. I want to try and give it a fresh, fair shot. It's been a year. They've done updates and just kind of see what it is going into the game as a new player.
Well, okay. I'm down.
So I'll let you know.
Okay. I'm excited.
I'll spread my thoughts far and wide.
I like it. Okay. Well, these two guys did not meet one another.
Oh, really?
This is stupid. This guy is standing outside his base. The other guy is standing outside the same base, but it's a different, like, time within the game. Like, one of them's at night and one of them's during the day.
Weird. All right. That is strange.
So I guess maybe there is no multiplayer like that.
I don't know. When did that... Was that pre-patch?
Or I have no idea. This came out in... I guess it's been a year. Wow. Okay. Almost a year to the day this video came out.
All right, well, I'll let you know what we find out with this new one.
All right, well, let me know what happens.
I actually know someone that still plays No Man's Sky and is a big fan of No Man's Sky.
Who?
Tiny. Tiny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. I wish she had it on PC, though. She has it on PlayStation, so I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll gift her a copy.
I was just going to say a little gift time.
Exactly. That's what I do. When I want people to play games with me, I find out a way to obtain a copy of the game for free. And then if not, I just go and buy it. So
I'm down.
But I'll let you know. I'll let you know, Skanky.
LMK. Let me know.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of games.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever tell you that I was playing Fortnite? The game that I said podcast that I would never...
I heard that you were playing it.
Yes.
When was the last time you played it, though? It's been a while.
I haven't played any games for, like, the last, like, week and a half.
There you go. Well, except for when you streamed.
Yeah, Overwatch on stream was it. And the only reason I streamed Overwatch is because I didn't have time to play Overwatch. So I was like, I want loot boxes. We're jumping on in, boys and girls.
Well, how do you like Fortnite?
I really like it. I really like Fortnite. Now, keep in mind, I think I've, like, less than 20 hours in the game, so I hear that a lot of the problems come in, like, as you get further in the game because it gets kind of repetitive. But I don't know, I think it's really, really cool. I like it a lot, actually. It's tutorial, and a lot of the back end type metagame stuff is not explained at all are very, very, very poorly explained, which makes it very difficult for stuff like that. But once you kind of get a hang of it, it adds really cool aspects to everything. And I don't know, I like it. I feel like it, I love horde mode type games where you just kind of shoot waves of zombies coming at you. So that kind of scratches that itch for me.
I still have not played it.
Yeah. You should download a copy. We should see if we can find some time next week. You and I can hop in and grind.
But you're changing
zombies.
Your schedule.
I know, but it opens up more time for us to play games and stuff.
So we'll play games during the week, but you won't stream.
Yeah. Yeah, because like the nice thing about if I have time to play games during the week is like, let's say I can't jump on until 8:30, right? Like, I can still play a game at 8:30, but I can't tell people I'm streaming Wednesday at 7. And you know what I mean? Like that. Like that's what the difference is that like,
I gotcha.
Some time to play games.
All right, so we can still play games together during the week and be friends.
Yeah, we're still allowed to be friends. It'll be okay.
Okay, thank God. Okay, feel a little better about this schedule change now.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah. No, I was worried. I was very worried. I know you were. Every night I would get a text message at about 2:30 in the morning, and it'd be from Skanky, and he would say, "Yeah." He'd be like, "I just woke up, like
in a cold sweat.
I just realized that this is going to be a thing, and I don't know how I feel about it."
That's yeah. Like, I mean, but you know, I support him
to sleep. Yeah.
I support him.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
Oh, bam.
It's because I would, well, so like you would text me and then I would call you and read you like a little bedtime story. So
that was really nice. That was really nice.
It was all me trying to win you over to my side. I mean, I cared about your sleeping is what it was.
Never.
So.
Well, like, tell me what you like about, like, you said you broke your promise. You said you never play it.
I know.
You don't like playing new games. And then what the fuck do? You go out and freaking stream it during our RTS night.
I know. I'm so sorry. I still haven't downloaded StarCraft yet.
That's fine. I downloaded it. You know, no big deal.
I need to download that game.
Sorry, we're never going to end up playing it.
I think we should. I think it'll be good. It can't be this Tuesday. I'm going to a Cubs game. So.
Okay. Well,
sorry.
No problem. I get it. I understand.
Anyways, what I like about it is I really like the hero type system of it. I think that's kind of cool, and that you have like different roles that you play within the type in like the shootery type thing. It's very cool to explore the different worlds that create. So every time like you start something, you're dropped into a world, you run around and you kind of explore looking for resources. And there's an ultimate objective that you have to go do. And it's usually like protect like a certain point from zombies as something else is built or data is transmitted or something like that.
Okay.
So it's got a nice mix of run out, explore world, which actually has beautiful design and beautiful artwork. And then, like, there's little other mini type stuff you can do on them, like building radar dishes to find survivors and all that kind of stuff, which is really cool. The building aspect is very fun. The crafting type thing can be kind of annoying, but at the same time, kind of fun, depending. Like, when you don't have the resources, it's really annoying, but once you have what you need, it's really fun. Learning the different weapons and, like, what you like and the different abilities for the different heroes is really, really cool. And then just the shooting mechanics and killing of the zombies is satisfying. So like I really like all that, but then like that's the game on its surface, but then it has like a whole another level with like intricate skill trees for developing skills for your heroes, putting together different squads that basically impact your stats for your heroes in the game. You send out like little expedition type stuff for people to gather your resources, and depending on like what personalities different people you've collected are, then that mission will be more or less successful. So it's just got, I don't know, it feels like it's got a lot of different stuff with that. It's got like a collector system where you collect different stickers type thing, which are end up being like the survivors and everything from your loot llamas that you then put into like a collection book. So like you kind of have that type thing to try and complete. So it just kind of does a lot, almost maybe does too much. Like, it's got too much variety of the things you can do in it. But I don't know, I find it very cool. The shooting of the zombies is often the same thing over and over again, and I feel like that's what a lot of people get bored in. And then there's also what I've heard is a very big paywall that you hit late game, or at least that used to be one of the criticisms. So like, that's the two big things that people don't like about it. But so far I haven't really had either of those problems, so it's been fun. I don't know, it's been cool.
That's cool. I mean, you know what the one thing is, the skill trees always fuck me up.
Me too. They give me like anxiety, because I'm like,
they are so stressful.
Yeah, like, should I pick this one? Is this the right one? Is this the wrong one?
Yeah, it always messes me up. The only skill tree I ever really liked was in WoW.
Yeah.
Because you could take them away and they weren't permanent.
Yeah.
That was the best part. Other ones, though, where they're permanent, I think in, like, what was it? I think Skyrim, they might be permanent.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard that they are.
And, oh, God, I was always so freaked out about choosing the wrong thing.
Yeah. Well, WoW is what gave me my anxiety about skill trees. Because, like, although you can undo them, if I remember correctly, they're expensive to undo. And even if they weren't, regardless, the reason why I have anxiety about it is, like, I would have friends that would be upset that I didn't have a certain skill. Like, why didn't you train that one? Why did you pick a different one? I'm like, I don't know. I thought this other one was good. It's like, no, that's clearly not as good according to these 7 forums where everybody knows that this other one is the way to go. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Like, yeah.
I'll pick better next time. So, yeah, I think that's where I've developed my anxiety about skill trees.
Those are so stressful. Oh, my God.
I know.
I don't want to talk. So, oh, God. Oh.
Yeah. But
whenever there's like a really long skill tree, I just like freeze up.
Exactly. Well, and if they have branches where it's like, if you want skill that's like a skill that's 20 levels deep, like, you have to make a decision now that's going to impact whether or not you can get that one later. And you're like, oh my gosh, like, there's so much unknown out there. So I skill trees are the bane of my gaming existence. So, but I like those games. I think it's kind of fun. So
yeah, no, that's good. I've actually been playing The Long Dark recently.
Mm-hmm. How is
it? I streamed it. Dude, they have a story mode now.
Yeah?
And it's so good.
Really?
I've actually really been liking it. And I loved the art style originally. Mm-hmm. And I played the survival part of Long Dark, and I was kind of iffy about it, because it was a little repetitive, kind of boring. You just run around.
Yeah.
And there's no multiplayer, so it's just, you know, you running around, surviving.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's, oh my God, the story's been really good so far. The art's beautiful. It's like a painted kind of art. It's
that's
weird.
Really cool.
But yeah, I would recommend it. I'd recommend it. I've been really liking it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to add that to my really long list of games I want to play.
Really long list of games.
Yeah, like I honestly it's crazy, because like I even want to get back and play games like RimWorld. So it's just like,
dude,
so much.
Still have to play that game.
Yeah, I really want to play Oxygen Not Included or whatever it was that you played?
Yes, Oxygen Not Included.
I really want to play that one too, so there's a ton on there.
That's a good game.
That I need to get through, so. Real quick, this actually reminded me of that. Talking about the schedule, one other thing I was thinking about doing with this change in schedule that's still kind of up in the air is I was thinking I might move story games off stream, but still record my entire playthrough of them, and then doing them as vodcasts during the week, right? So like, I could do a vodcast of my Zelda Breath of the Wild playthrough on like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday after I've accumulated enough hours of it, so that other people can see it if they wanted to. And then it also gives me the thing where I can be in chat talking to other people like as that's going on, right? So that way there's something going on other nights that I would have streamed without the commitment of having to be sitting behind my computer by 7 o'clock when the stream starts. So I was thinking about maybe doing that. And then so that would give me like a little bit extra stuff when I play stuff off stream. Because I always feel like really weird when I play games off stream, because I'm like, oh, I want other people to be able to see this too. So this would allow me to play games off stream when I do have the time to do them, and then be able to post the VODs. And so I was thinking about possibly doing that in the future. So
yeah, you could try that out.
Yeah. So the first thing, I have to accumulate enough hours though, right? Because I don't have enough. The reason I'm not streaming is I don't have enough time really in the week to stream it. So I got to like maybe play Breath of the Wild for 3 or 4 weeks straight, and then accumulate, let's say, like 30 hours of the game, and then I can just throw up vodcasts for a few weeks, 3 nights a week or something like that. So
okay,
so we'll see.
All right.
See how it goes. I'll let you
Let's see what happens.
And we could try out new Twitch tools and see how they work. So,
yeah, so. I still don't know how I feel about vodcasts.
I don't either. So,
I feel like they're like cool. I feel like they're really good for streamers that are pretty big
mm-hmm.
and have big audiences. Because I know, like Lyric does them on Thursdays, which is his day off,
mm-hmm.
and he still gets like, I don't know, 5,000 people that watch his podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't like how they show up at the live feed still.
Yeah, I agree. They've changed some of that very recently, if I remember correctly.
They did kind of recent, so, yeah.
That they put him on the bottom or something like that. But yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know where they put him, but yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah, I'm on the fence. But I don't know. The thing that gets me is that there are people excited to see certain games be played. Like, I know Tiny really wants to watch me play Day of the Tentacle. And so if I play that, I don't know if I really want to play that necessarily on a day that I'd be streaming when I might want to play games with someone else, like uh-huh. Battlegrounds with my buddy Skanky.
Waiting.
So I could then, you know, play that off stream. So then I get to experience the game. But then if she still wants to see what I did in certain situations, then I could still throw that up and she'd be able to watch it. So,
true.
So I'm kind of I don't think it has a huge appeal, but I feel like for the people that would want to watch certain games or would be into that, I think they would really like it. Like I think like Gabala watched my Until Dawn VOD, like beginning to end over the course uh-huh. of like 3 or 4 weeks, and so I think it'd be kind of cool. Like let's say I played Until Dawn off stream, she might still be interested in what decisions that I make and who ended up surviving and all that kind of stuff. So it still could be appealing to certain people. So
it could be, no, for sure.
So for we'll sure. see.
I'm not shooting down your idea. I think it's a great idea.
Thanks, Skinky. Thanks.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. You know what else is a great idea?
What?
Small streamers. And shouting them.
Yeah, out. I think small streamers are pretty gosh darn cool to shout out.
I agree.
And it's my turn to do it, right?
I believe it is. This week you get the honor of being able to shout someone out.
That's fantastic. I got a great streamer here for you. I've actually been going out and trying to find new people.
Nice.
To replace you. So I've been trying to find some new people. just to see their streams and hang out with them. And Stardew Valley has been great for finding new streamers. I don't know what it is, but everyone who streams Stardew Valley is really nice. So I found this new streamer. Her name's The Maddie Monster, TheMaddyMonster. The first thing that really impressed me about her is that she has The Maddie Monster on all of her social media accounts.
Yes. Amazing. I love her already. I love her already.
She is pretty awesome. She's very, very nice. She's got green screen. She's got a schedule. She streams Stardew Valley. She streamed a lot of Overwatch, I saw. What else did she stream here? Slime Rancher? I think that came to PC recently, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago it did.
Yeah. Lego Star Wars. She played the Dream Daddy game, which I'm still on the fence about buying because it's $15. she streams Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Nice.
She just seems like a really nice person. And I've really been enjoying her streams and hanging out every once in a while. And she remembers me when I come back in and doesn't call me Skanksky.
Nice. Perfect.
Which is That's great. Perfect. Go check her out. The Maddie Monster on Twitch and on Twitter and other place. And make sure you say Shenantics sent you. And say hello.
Perfect. And there'll be a link in the show notes if you guys want to have it nice and easy at your fingertips to be able to pull up. So.
Exactly. And she describes herself as a musician, a gamer, a cosplayer, an aspiring Disney princess.
That is awesome. I like that. So I cannot wait to drop her a follow and check out her streams. So
agreed.
Yeah. It'll be great. I'll be able to catch her Monday, Wednesday, and Friday streams under my new schedule. So
that's true. Yeah, just don't watch your friend Skanky. Go watch her. You know, someone else. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Fine. Okay. Yeah.
Stardew is a great way to find new streamers. That's how I found you. So
you found me through Twitch DB.
But you were playing Stardew at the time.
But I was playing Stardew. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just pretend that that's why.
We could just make believe.
Yeah. We can rewrite history however we want it to be.
Isn't that a song?
It is now.
Okay, we made it a song. I like it.
Perfect. So, anyways, Skanky, do we have anything for the food finish this week?
Cannolis. Tell me about them. Do you like them? Do you hate them?
I love cannolis.
All right. What kind of filling? What do you do on the outside? You a chocolate cannoli or do you do a, like the regular?
I do the regular. I didn't know that there was other. I thought cannoli was just one thing.
You've never had a chocolate cannoli?
No, I didn't know that was existed.
Oh my God. All right. You got a regular cannoli, right? Yeah. But the shell is covered in chocolate. Oh. Inside's the same with chocolate chips inside it.
Interesting. All right. All right.
Why do you not sound as hype as I am? Why are you not excited about this? A chocolate cannoli? I thought you'd be freaking out about this.
Skanky, do you want to know the truth about me?
You hate chocolate. Oh my God.
I do not like sweets in general.
But you like cannolis?
I rarely eat dessert.
You like cannolis though?
I like in general, I like sweets, but I never really get excited for them, right? Like I'll eat a cannoli. I will never go out of my way to seek out a cannoli. But like if they're there and someone else is having some, maybe I'll have half of theirs or something like that. Like,
why'd you lie to me then? And you said you love cannolis.
I do. But like not so much I would ever go hunt one down.
No, because that's what love is, M. Cole. Let me teach you a little something, all right?
Okay.
Love is about going out there, trying to search for what you want and getting it.
I've been doing Tinder. You don't and love Bumble cannolis, M. Cole.
You don't love cannolis.
That's true. I love savory. Savory stuff. I will walk to the end of the world for savory.
You will walk to the end of the world for that banana peanut butter burger.
Oh, it's so good. Was so good.
But you just like cannolis.
I tolerate cannolis.
That's even worse than like.
How do you feel about baklava?
I think I've only had baklava one time.
Really?
Yeah, it was okay.
I like baklava. They're connected in my mind because I feel like every time I go to like a get together or some type of like party that like has food put out, I feel like there's always like cannolis and then next to it is baklava. Like they always go in pairs for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like I never have baklava.
I think I like baklava more than I like cannolis.
Really?
Yeah, it's got the flaky pastries with the honey. Because I think I really like out of sweet stuff. I really like honey because it's not very sweet.
Where does baklava come from?
I think it's a Middle Eastern dish, maybe.
Is it?
Or is it Greek?
Let me see.
Baklava.
I have the Wikipedia page open. Its place of origin is the Ottoman Empire.
Where the hell is the Ottoman Empire? I actually don't know.
Well, it's the characteristics of cuisine from the Levant, the Caucasus, the Balkans, the Maghreb, and of Central and West Asia.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it'd be like Middle Eastern is Ottoman Empire.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
Interesting. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Interesting why that would be next to cannolis, which is definitely an Italian dish.
Yeah. That,
you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure why. Maybe it's just like...
Are you sure they're baklava?
I'm positive they're baklava. I feel like what it might be is that the get-togethers I go to, the cannolis get catered in, and then like maybe the baklava is homemade. And so like they just throw it on a table, and that's why they have both of them or something like that. And maybe it's the other way around, like then the other people, like the Italian people, like they have catered in, and then they make their own cannolis.
Okay, so I get it. That
maybe that's
sense.
Why. I don't know. I just know that like or maybe I only had it once ever at one party and they're right next to each other, and it made that much of an impression in my mind that like I just assume they're every other time they're served together.
Like you and Joe Mumley's gift war. Made a huge impression.
Exactly. This is the day that we learned about the things that have been impressionable on them. Cool.
Yes. Part. Yes.
So, yeah. No, I like them. I like them. I think I should have a baklava cannoli night. I think that'd be good. So, whenever I come visit you, can we go out and get cannolis?
Sure.
Perfect.
I'll take you a little Italy.
Awesome. Can we get pizza?
M. Cole, is that a joke?
No, I'm worried.
Of course we're gonna get pizza.
That is where you get pizza?
Of course we're gonna get pizza. Well, yeah, we can get it in Little Italy if you want, but we can get... Well, that's a different type of pizza than if you get a New York style pizza.
Okay, I want New York style.
We'll get both.
Okay, perfect.
Right? We'll get both. Yes. Why not?
Sounds great.
Have you ever had a Zeppeli?
I have no idea. I don't even know what that is.
Oh my God.
What is it?
It's fried dough with sugar on top.
That actually sounds good. Hey,
dude, it's amazing.
Why sugar?
Dude, I know you don't like things that are all amazing in this world, but Zeppelis are like literally the best thing ever.
All right, I'll have to...
It's a deep fried dough ball of varying sizes. Kind of like a donut.
I like donuts at times.
But not really a donut. Not as thick as a donut would be.
Okay.
And they have put powdered sugar on top.
Okay.
And it's delicious.
All right, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
Like, you ever have a fried Oreo?
No, I've not.
Oh.
I hope to have a fried Oreo next weekend, not this one coming up the weekend.
Didn't have fried Oreos at the Ren Fair?
No. Maybe they would. They have a lot of food booths. A lot of food booths.
Interesting.
So they might have at one of them, but I usually get the giant wieners, sausages, bratwurst.
The home wrecker?
The home wrecker. I get the turkey legs. I get often. They have tempura that I usually get. So
the old turkey leg.
Yeah. So I mix it up. I eat lots of pickles. Love pickles. I love
pickles.
Beef jerky. I do too. So good.
They're really good.
They're really good. But I'm not even hungry. I literally just ate pizza before we started recording, but like, now I feel like I have to go get something to eat.
Go get some baklava.
Yeah, it'll be great. I don't even know where to get baklava.
I don't know.
I'll figure it out. I'll send out the snaps of the baklava I'm eating.
Good. Let me know.
See, this is why I would never survive on Big Brother, because the second I say I'm not into sweets, like, get him out of here. We don't need him in the house.
Oh, who is this guy?
Yeah, who is this guy? I'm like, no, though, started alliance. He'd be like, no, you filthy non-sweet person.
Evicted.
Out you go. So, but yeah, that is exactly why. So, all right, guys, that's been another episode of Shenantics. New episodes go live Monday morning, bright and early, just in time for you to start your day. If you guys want to listen to episodes, you can find it wherever you find podcasts, including the iTunes Store, Google Play Store, and at our website at shenantics.rocks. If you are awesome and very good looking, which we know you are, then you should go let people know over on the iTunes review page. Leave us 5 stars and tell the world how sexy and awesome you are. It will really help us out, and I'm thinking it might help you out too. Someone might read that and be like, I need to find out where hamster 123 is, because they are my soulmate. If you have any questions, you can send us a tweet at shenanticspod or an email at shenanticspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to join the discussion, join up in the Discord. You can find an invite link over at our website at shenantics.rocks/about. I believe that's the right page. Just look for the about section. It's in there somewhere. Skanky, where can they find you on the internet?
They can find me on twitch.tv as twitch.tv/skanky, S-K-X-N-K-Y, and on Twitter at iskanky, I-S-K-A-N-K-Y. Mcole, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/mcole_ on Saturdays and Sundays, and then also on Twitter at twitter.com/mcole_. I think that's it.
I think we did it. Yay!
Right. Skanky, I'll see you again next week.
All right, see you again next week. Goodbye, everybody.
See you later.